This is The Illusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, capture language under a glass and carefully release it through the window rather than just killing it with a rolled up magazine. Coming up in today's show, I've always been kind of envious of people who have names that are words that are more regularly used as adjectives or common nouns. I just think that's pretty cool. And after this episode, I think it's even cooler. Before we kick off today's proceedings, I must warn you, there are a few swears in this episode, and I apologise for any moral turpitude these may seed in you. On with the show.
People remember your name when you have an unusual name, which is good for the most part, but it's kind of bad if you've done something stupid or embarrassing. And when I was a little kid, I wished I had a normal name like Kate or something like that.
So I have to spell it the whole time. You know, in Starbucks, they will never get it right. And I get Buster, Pasta.
When I order a coffee and they ask for my name to write on the cup, I often just say I'm called Sophie because it makes life a bit easier sometimes.
Do you like or dislike having an unusual name?
I like it. I used to hate it. I remember thinking a long time ago, if I was a woman, I would marry a man with a really cool last name so I could take his name because I hate my name that much. I would daydream about that.
What is your name?
My name is Tiger Webb.
Tiger as in tiger.
Tiger like the animal or the golfer.
Is it the name that you were given when you came into this world?
Yes.
Your official name?
Yes. The story is I was born 17 weeks early or 15 weeks early. So that's a trimester and a bit, which is kind of a big deal now. And it was definitely a big deal in the 80s when this happened. I was born and it was very touch and go for a few weeks, 6 or 8 weeks. I was in this humidity crib. There are photos of me. I look like E.T., the extraterrestrial. I'm not a fully cooked baby. Overcome with sort of sentimentality and also pethidine because it was quite a difficult pregnancy. Mum said, oh, you know, you've got to fight for your life like a tiger. And that was sort of the story that's been said ad nauseum my whole life.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Because here you are.
Yeah, I'm not
survived.
Dead.
Do you find it quite an inspiring story to have attached your name?
No. No, I don't think you... No, not at all. Like, I wasn't doing anything. I don't remember any of this. I was not an active agent, Helen.
It's hard for babies to be active agents in their own medical care.
Yeah, and people say, wow, that's so great. You were so strong. Oh, I guess. Probably it was just the luckiness of being born in a pretty good hospital that could handle a baby that premature.
Weren't you lucky that your mum chose the image of a tiger fighting for its life rather than a cockroach being resilient?
Yeah, I could have been cockroach.
Hi, my name is Princess, as in Her Majesty. How do I feel about it? I like having a unique name. People are like, oh, I won't forget your name. Or, you know, I always get a little kick out of seeing people's reactions to it. I do overall like having an unusual name. But I don't know. I think it took me a while to come around to not feeling weird about it, liking it. I always tell people that, you know, oh, you know, my dad's Nigerian. There's a lot of people named Princess who are West African, Nigerian. There was a time when I was younger that I felt kind of weird about it. And there was one particular instance where one of my friends was telling me he was talking to his dad about me. And, you know, his dad was like, predictably, oh, Princess, that's her name. And he was like, yeah, Dad, she's black. And, you know, that made me feel kind of weird. Like, oh, do people think my name is quote unquote ghetto? But as I got a little older and learned a little bit more about history and tradition, there's a lot of people of African descent, Africans, people in the African diaspora around the world who name their children very descriptive names. And that's the thing. And very unique names that just fit the time, fit who they are, aspirations. Being a part of that tradition is really important and meaningful to me. And I love the fact that I'm a part of that.
My name is Steve Pretty. And yes, that is pretty, as in pretty girl, pretty fly for a white guy, and so on. Pretty, you know. And the name Pretty was my birth name. It's what I was born with. I am a performer, musician and performer, so sometimes people think it's a slightly misjudged stage name, but it's not. It is my real name. Growing up, I had all the usual schoolyard taunts and so on. But to be honest, they kind of just wash over me after a while. They're mainly not very original or funny. But when I was at university, I ran for election to run the Students' Union for a year. And my posters, the slogan was not just a pretty face. But of course, I had them all graffitied, as everyone did. And so it was, oh, not even a pretty face, they're pretty ugly and so on. Fine, easy. But then I did see one, which I took down and kept, I've still got, which someone had just written over my face, I am an ugly cunt, which I thought was a really nice bit of interaction with that name, Pretty.
My name is Love Is, last name Wise, as in the quote by Bertrand Russell, love is wise, hatred is foolish. And that name was chosen for me by my father after my great-grandmother. Love is Edwards, and I'm just happy to have inherited her name. I feel that it was meant to be. Now I feel like as an adult that my name was perfectly fitting for me and who I am. I can't imagine it any other way, but before it would really bother me that my name was so different. And I couldn't walk into stores and see my name on keychains or knickknacks, or even not having anyone else to connect to because my name was just so different from anyone else, or it was always like a butt of a joke, or people turning it into songs, or just all of these like crazy things. But now I appreciate it.
My name is Peregrine. Yes, that's Peregrine as in Peregrine Falcon. My relationship with my name is complicated, and I think my name has probably had quite a bearing on the person that I am, and not always in good ways, actually. There were certainly times when I was growing up, and even when I was older than that, when I really wished I was not called that. And I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and unusual names in the UK just did not seem to be that common as they are now. So if you met a new group of children or you were in a new situation, it would go round the circle. What's your name, everybody? And, you know, Darren and Nigel and Mark and Stephen and Paul. And then I would just be wanting to die, basically, or pretend I was called something else. Or maybe use my middle name, which is James. But, you know, I always felt that that would be sort of giving in. So, yeah, there was this complication. There was this baggage that I probably could have done without, actually. And I always had the voice of my father in my head saying, you know, it's a fantastic name. You should be proud of it. Well, you know, in certain situations, I really wasn't. I just found it really embarrassing.
What's your name?
My name is Paul Bae.
As in Bae, B-A-E.
As in Bae, B-A-E. It's Korean, so it's actually pronounced Bae, which is how we say stomach or tummy.
Your name is Paul Stomach.
Yeah, Paul Tummy. I was born hungry.
But then in English, mid-2014, usage started peaking, as in like the internet's boyfriend.
Yeah, I was near the end of my teaching career in high school, and that's when Bae really took off. I'm not saying that contributed to my early retirement, but it did get really annoying.
What happened?
Whenever I got new students in or transferred to my class in 2014, especially when a girl transferred. I remember one, she transferred in. I go, hi, my name is Mr. Bae. And she sort of smirked. And I thought, what the hell does that mean? I remember the day I figured it out. A bunch of young girls were assembled outside my classroom. And I could hear them whispering, that's not really his name, is it? He's got to be joking. Because before then, the big thing among my students was, you know, once in a while, the cheeky bastards would call me Master Bae.
Oh.
That's their idea of funny. And I'd see them giggling and, yeah, you know, winking at each other. And I'd be like, okay, I get it.
But the broad thing about having an unusual name is that it's a pretty effective substitute for an actual personality. I never had to develop one because people, you can just do anything and people kind of assume you're interesting or that there is some sort of grandiosity behind it.
Very colourful character.
I'm really very boring and quiet, and the fact that I'm called Tiger, I think, does a lot to mask that. I'd be like, oh, wow, yeah, Tiger, interesting fellow. No, I'm not, though. But, you know, feel free to think that. It's also, I'm in this weird class of unusual name because, like, absolutely nothing else, demographically speaking, about me is unusual. Like, boring, middle-class, white guy.
When you have a name like Peregrine, you feel like you have to be a writer or a painter or something. And that actually, I think that's created a certain amount of baggage for me. It's sometimes I feel it's almost like if you're going to have a name as interesting as that, then you need to be doing something interesting. And if you're not the most interesting person in the room, then how dare you be called something so weird?
What's your name?
My name is Dennis Funk.
As in funk?
As in funk. However you want to take that.
How do you take it?
You know, because people do find it silly, I like to take it as the music, like funk music. Like, my name is Dennis Funk, but my middle initial is J, so I often do tell people that my name is DJ Funk, so that it spins it like that a little bit.
So the funk name runs in the family?
I guess it does, doesn't it?
Does the funk run in the family?
Does the funk run in the family? Oh, yeah, definitely.
My name is Phoebe Judge. Yes, as in a judge. I feel pretty good about my last name. I think it's a pretty funny last name to have, considering I'm the host of a show about crime. I mean, I think it's a pretty strong name, Judge. It's much better than convict.
My name is Casper Salmon. Yes, as in salmon, the fish. It's a family name, but we're not named after the actual fish, which I think is an important distinction. It's not like there were salmon fishes in the family. It doesn't go back to a history of, you know, connection with the fish. I think it comes from Solomon. So it's a derivation. Solomon, Suleiman, all of that. It's Jewish. But then it became salmon, stupidly, which isn't good.
In what ways is it not good?
Well, no, I mean, it's fine, but it's not a very attractive or sort of noble name.
It's a mighty fish. They're very muscular.
Yeah, it's a really good fish and a brave and determined fish and the finest tasting, I think, of all of them.
But you just don't want to be affiliated with fish.
Well, no, so I'm fine with it, but I do forget, because it's my name, that it is the name of a fish. So for me, I just walk around and I think, you know, this is my normal surname. And then I tell my name to people and they say the fish. And I have to think to myself, fuck, yes, of course, it's the fish name.
My name is Cinnamon, as in the spice. How do I feel about it? I think I've felt conflicted about my name since I was small. When I was a child, kids teased me about my name, donuts, buns, sticks, bark, etc. I guess I like my name now, although sometimes I feel like other people have some kind of romantic notion about what I'm actually like because of my name. So, yeah, maybe I have, like, name imposter syndrome or something. Some people also ask me if it's a stage name, and I have been told it's kind of a stripper name. So, yeah, there's a lot of associations that people have with my name. People have asked me whether I'm spicy, and they think they're being smart or funny, and sometimes it's hard to be cool about it when I've probably heard most of those things before, because I've had this name all my life.
People kind of say one of three things when they meet me. First of all, you know, people always say, is that your real name? And I'm always like, yes, it's on my birth certificate. It's my government name. Yes, Princess. The other thing people usually say is, are you really a princess? And I mean, I don't know. It's so corny that, I don't know, I just alternate between yes and no, depending on my mood. The other thing people say is, you look like a princess, which... I get that one less often, and I'm not quite sure what that means. I just take it to mean that they think I'm pretty, like pretty, pretty princess. But I mean, I'll take that one. And I have gotten, oh, my pet's name is Princess. Like, that's my dog. And, you know, that's fine. It's just an interesting thing to say to someone, like, oh, yeah, that's my dog's name.
people would say it wrong, and then they would say Pedigree Chum, which they always thought was quite funny, and of course Peregrine Falcon, and the number of times that say Peregrine Falcon as if no one's ever thought of that. Of course I then respond as if no one has ever thought of that. Peregrine Falcon, is it? No one's ever called me that. Wow.
You say your name is Tiger, and then people are like, oh, I know one William Blake poem. Guess which one it is. It's Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright, and then they just recite it at you. That's weird.
Never heard that before.
That's a rude thing to do as well. Like, I've never learned anyone's name and then done a poem at them.
How was it growing up with the name Casper Salmon?
Growing up was okay, because I went to school in France.
Were you tempted to translate it for impact in France to Saumon?
That could have been a way forward, but it depends on how you pronounce it in French, because Salmon is best for teasing, because if you pronounce it Salmon instead of Salmon, you could call me Casse-toi, sale con, which means piss off, you twat.
Oh, so it's actually worse in French.
Well, it has that possibility if you want to take it. Doesn't occur to everybody, and it would be wrong for me to suggest it to people who haven't thought of it for themselves.
No, I did have a really annoying period in my late teens when my high school friends at parties decided it would be very funny to interrupt my, yes, it's really Tiger, here's my license, and go, oh, Gareth, are you telling that story again about how you're called Tiger? Oh, this is our friend Gareth. He does this to everyone. It's a fake license. Don't worry about it. His name's Gareth. He's ashamed of it. And that's a really hard thing to walk back.
Hello, my name is Emerald. Yes, as in the precious stone. Or the Isle. Or the Pokemon game. My parents wanted to give me a name that was a little bit unusual. And because my mum is Chinese-Malaysian, they wanted to be able to translate my name into Mandarin. So they chose the name Emerald, and my middle name is the Mandarin translation of Green Precious Stone. Apart from the occasional person asking if my parents are hippies or telling me that I have a stripper name, the only truly annoying reaction to my name was when I tried to get in touch with a grumpy professor for work. I was emailing him and I wasn't getting a reply, and eventually he responded saying that my email had gone to his junk folder. And then he said something like, as you can imagine, I get a lot of spam mail from women with exotic names like Emerald trying to Skype me. So gross. But to be honest, I actually feel sorry for the guy. His spam filters are clearly far too sensitive, and he's probably missing out on some really great conversations with people who have jewels for names. Oh, and I have a younger sister, and her name is, you guessed it, Sapphire.
My name is Sapphire. Yes, as in the precious gemstone.
So we'd know whose stuff was whose, my parents would always assign Emerald the green things and me the blue things. I don't really like my name. I think it stands out. A downside is that when I introduce myself to people, I sometimes worry that I come across as a bit hubristic, as if I think I'm a big deal or like it's a stage name or something.
When you have an unusual name and there is one famous person who has that name, their deeds have an outsized influence on your life. So when Tiger Woods, and his real name's Eldrick, by the way, when he was revealed to be quite a serial philanderer and maybe not the nice person people thought he was, I remember going to the bank and the teller said, oh, you know, what's your name? I said, oh, it's Tiger Webb. And, she, oh. And then she said, oh, well, it's not a very good time to be called Tiger, is it? Which I thought was just like a total breach of bank teller protocol.
I mean, if you felt like you had been besmirched by his shame, do you also get a share of his glory?
No, oh. It does not come both ways.
Or his affiliate deals.
It's a one-way no. Damn. And no sponsorship money, certainly.
There's no salmon-connected shame. It's not like salmon was suddenly the poisonous fish at any point.
I do feel sorry for them for having given themselves such difficult mating habits.
Yeah.
Because swimming upriver for hundreds of miles is very difficult. I've seen some of them try and they just kept like headbutting themselves on rocks and stuff, trying to jump up.
I know. So many die, and all of that is just to get laid and then die. But I also find it oddly inspirational. I'm like, go salmon, they can do it, that's right. And they sort of relate rather to the struggle. And I myself have the skill of weaving through large crowds that are going in the opposite direction. And I feel like that can't be a coincidence. It's predestination.
So do you feel like your search for human sexual contact is identifiable in the salmon's difficult to upriver mating.
Fully. Yes.
I do feel that my name, Love Is Wise, fits my work and the journey of me like becoming an artist or an illustrator or joining a creative job. I don't feel that I built my life on that, but I do feel like it was perfectly aligned. I can't imagine having this name and doing anything else other than a creative field. Also, on another note about my name, I do feel that it has made me more empathetic in a way to others, or more loving and more lovable. It's become a huge part of why I am the way that I am, I think, in some weird way. But then again, I do believe in the power of words and what you speak. And when you speak of something being of love, it can't be anything other than that to me. I feel like my name manifested in a way who I've become and the loving person that I am, the understanding person that I try to be or that I strive to be. But yeah, I do appreciate my name for that and the goodness that it has brought to my life, or like how it shaped who I am as a person.
I like having an unusual name now, but it's taken until the age of nearly 50 to be at peace with my name, Peregrine. Am I at peace with it now? I think I am now. The environment we're in now also is that there are a lot of unusual names. There are a lot of names from other countries, and being called Peregrine just doesn't seem that strange, really, in the context of other names.
Often, you know, when someone takes my ID or something, when I go to a bar or something, like the doorman, they'll often just say, cool name. I don't know how to respond to that. Like, thank you, that's who I am.
I think you do like a little cheesy finger point, don't you?
Maybe. I could. Hey, that's me.
DJ Funk.
Yeah, DJ Funk, I'm here. No, but it's strange to me. I mean, I feel very lost in those moments. Like, what am I actually supposed to say to you? How am I supposed to react to that being my name? Because, it doesn't mean anything to me. I write it on a piece of paper every now and again.
I mean, less and less. How much do we use paper now?
Well, no, true. My God. I type it a few times every now and again.
A friend of mine was once in a jazz club and overheard the singer George Melly holding forth, saying the word funky means smelling of stale sex. So when people describe Cliff Richard as funky, I think he never even smelt of fresh sex.
I like that, though. I wouldn't mind if that's what people thought when I walked around.
That guy smelt like he had sex yesterday.
Yeah, he smells like he had sex yesterday. That's not an insult at all. I'm quite proud of that, actually.
Do you like or dislike being unusually named?
I used to not like it when I was younger, probably less so, because I don't think I was ever actually conscious of it till I was at school and I was interacting with more people and like, realizing, oh, my name maybe does mean something else and it could be funny. But I think now it's part of me. It's who I am. I mean, it's my name. That's it. That's all it is. I don't like or dislike it. I'm kind of neutral about it.
Never thought I'll change it?
No, I've never thought about it. I've never considered it. Not once. No.
Yeah, so on the whole, I'm very happy with being called Pretty. It's quite fun. It's a bit unusual. It's not really ever caused any problems. And in terms of whether it describes me in any way, my dad used to remind us growing up that pretty in Shakespearean English meant wily and cunning. But I don't think it's ever really been applied in its current meaning of beautiful. Maybe ironically, it's been applied a couple of times. But beyond that, not really. So yeah, I'm Steve Pretty. That's my name. I quite like it.
I've never been in the same room as another Peregrine, and I don't know how I would react to that. People often say, oh, I know another Peregrine. And I look at them and I think, really? There's another one? Really? Part of me gets slightly annoyed by that. I had an experience recently, actually, when I had to speak to an insurance underwriter, and she said, oh, yes, your name is Peregrine. That's a very unusual name. I said, yes, it is unusual. And she said, yeah, I had a Peregrine in my school, actually. And I said, where did you go to school? Turned out that Peregrine she was talking about was me. I've never had the experience of hearing my name called and thinking it might be referring to somebody else. I really didn't like that. Peregrine is my name.
When you have a name that does stand out or is unusual, people remember you. So you should actually think maybe a little bit more about how you act in your interactions with people, because when they know your name, you're slightly more memorable to them, especially when it's interesting. Like, people who you may not think are that important might remember you more than you think just because of your name.
It's a funny thing having an unusual name, and you just can't kind of escape it.
Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is brachate, adjective, having feathered legs or feet. Try using it in an email today. This episode was produced by me, Helen Zaltzman, and Martin Austwick, who also makes the music for the show. Thanks to Ryan Kailath, Kate Montague, Phoebe Wang, and all of the people you heard from this episode. Peregrine Andrews, Paul Bay, Dennis Funk, Phoebe Judge, Cinnamon Nippard, Princess Ojaku, Emerald Paston, Sapphire Paston, Steve Pretty, Casper Salmon, Tiger Webb, and Love is Wise. Between them, they do very exciting work worthy of their very exciting names. I'll link to all of them at theillusionist.org/noun names. Find Allusionist Show on Facebook and Twitter, and for everything Allusionist related, such as transcripts and additional material about every episode, and all of the randomly selected words from the dictionary, including their etymologies, take yourself to theillusionist.org.